Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network. Thank you.
Welcome to Green Gab, a place to gab with women and men, rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, and green companies. Hi, I'm Marla Esser. I'm the Green Home Coach, and I'm here today to gab about green with Shannon Harris of Fuse Living. Shannon, welcome to Green Gab.
Thank you.
See, Shannon's actually a client of mine. We work together on the online homeowner manuals for some of her projects that she's building. And we had an opportunity to meet face-to-face a few years ago and really get to know each other and had an amazing opportunity to see the work you're doing, Shannon. And I'm just so excited to have you on the show for a couple of reasons. Not only because you're doing amazing things, rocking it out in green and green homes, but because you're a young woman bringing the energy that you have to this whole spot. And tell me a little bit more about it, how you got into it, and why you're doing what you're doing.
Sure. First, thank you for having me. I'm very excited that Gab is the title of the segment because I am very much in the mood to gab today. Basically, I originally started my career as an interior designer, moved out to Colorado to get a little bit more involved in the world of sustainability. It's a little bit more progressive out there at the time I moved. Sustainable build, kind of green mindset and all the key factors that you need to facilitate those kinds of builds. So moved out to Colorado, started with design, and just decided that I really needed to be doing more than design and started talking about doing development. Talked about, you know, doing some flips and updating those, and then the flips just really quickly turned into ground up new construction projects. We've been in business with Fuse Living for about 4 years now, so fairly young. And all of our projects currently are in the Denver area, a lot of them in Five Points and Rhino District, which we were kind of on the forefront of the revitalization plan given by the city. So that was really exciting. So we are just kind of going at it over in Colorado with our green build.
And Colorado right now is on fire. Well, I don't want to say on fire because there's too many wildfires out there, but reading everything and the energy and the amount of comeback that there's been in the housing industry and the job market and everything in Denver is just crazy. I read about it everywhere I look.
Yeah, it's blown up. I mean, even since, you know, like I said, we're newer and just in the past 4 years, we've seen a crazy pickup in the market and the demand for not only what we do, but just all over the place in real estate. So,
yeah. So talk a little bit more. So the Five Point District, got to come down and see some of the projects you're working on in the Five Point District. And this is so cool what you're doing because this is a redevelopment area. This is bringing back the heart of the city in Denver. How did y'all pick that area and what's been really special about it for you?
It is. We stumbled upon an awesome real estate agent, Tracy Harrington of Green Spot Real Estate. And then they also actually do the energy and sustainability side as well and do all of our green ratings. But we met them and we're looking again at some houses to possibly flip, fix up. And then Tracy presented this land opportunity that was in Five Point. She was familiar with the area, familiar with the revitalization plan. And I have to say, once she kind of whipped up the map of that, we were kind of hooked. it's always been her plan to build on a community scale, to be connected to communities and create, you know, a lifestyle for our residents and in the existing community. And it was just really cool. You know, there were definitely a lot of green attributes to the plan, as well as a lot of just fun commercial spaces that were coming in, knowing that these places were about to come in and they were approved by the city. It just kind of made the decision fairly easy for us to come in and start the residential side.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of energy in that area. And I know when you and I were walking through, gosh, I guess it's been a couple of years now, just really a nice vibe that comes through that area of town.
Yeah. You should come back now. It's definitely changed since we have walked it.
I'm hoping to get back sooner than later.
I know. Well, it's fun. A lot of those commercial spaces have now opened. So, like I said, we were kind of on the forefront of the residential side, which was definitely a challenge, especially for the type of build that we produce. But, you know, it's really worked out now that there's more restaurants, there's shops, there's things, there's, you know, the walkability is just great in the area. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and we're seeing this trend in so many cities where especially the young urban, you know, yuppie was a phrase back when I was young too, and I guess it still sticks. But it's just this energy that it's coming around with revitalizing the central parts of a lot of cities. And I think there's just really cool historical aspect to it that you get to preserve something that's been there a long time, but also make it new and relevant and bring a lot of new energy into it. And that was what I really enjoyed about when I saw what was going on in Five Point.
Yeah. I mean, and to that note, it was, our style is, you know, definitely more modern, but also alludes to some kind of classic features and things like that. So our first development was 5 single family homes, and they're very much A-framed and kind of allude to the old Victorian style, not so far off from the history of the homes that were in the area, but definitely modernized with, you know, a little bit brighter paint colors and really fresh overall stucco colors and things like that. So material wise, you know, a little bit more modern, but framing was very much in line with what the neighborhood already had historically.
And those are all infill houses, if I remember correctly.
Correct, yes.
So in addition to the single family, you've also built some townhomes.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice flavor to the area and mixes it up a little bit.
It does, yeah. And those are, you know, kind of popping up. A lot of urban neighborhoods do see a little bit of a mix of multifamily or small multifamily and then single family. And so we kind of took that on as well.
It makes a lot of sense. I know. I love seeing the mixed use become a more popular way of approaching it. Because I know in my neighborhood, even though I'm way out in suburbia, I'm in a neighborhood that's a planned community and I have all kinds of amenities within walking distance. And that's a huge factor.
Yeah. Well, it's that lifestyle. And I think, you know, some of the, even the smallest scale multifamily, it's just, it instills that type of lifestyle for people to go out, be social, be part of a community, utilize the amenities that are maybe not in the building per se, but around and in their area. So I think it's working out really well.
When I recall there being, even when we were there, which it sounds like was before things were really completed, I remember there being quite a bit within walking distance that we could get to, a couple of restaurants and coffee shops, and sounds like a lot more has opened up since then.
Yeah.
Very exciting. I so enjoy seeing what you get to create and know that you have all kinds of plans just from our discussions on what's coming next.
We do have a project under construction in the Rhino District, which is near Five Point, in the area we have been talking about, but a few blocks away. And then we are also in design for a condo project, small condo project in Cherry Creek, which is a very, I'm excited about that one. Very different area of Denver, more established, but I'm very excited to be there. It's definitely more on a luxury scale, which falls in line with our kind of mission of creating beauty with green homes. Definitely something that is very important to us, kind of the psychology of the space and the homes that we build. So excited to be in kind of a luxury spec market now.
Yeah, let's take a quick break and then we'll talk more about that when we come back because I want to hear more.
Are you addicted to hot sauce, spicy foods, mountain water and barbecue, chili peppers, or buffalo wings? Well, do we have something for you? Join Scott Roberts, host of the Weekly Firecast, a foodie podcast on the Two Guys Talking podcast network that features the best of fiery foods and barbecue. Whether you like cooking over fire or crave food that feels like fire in your mouth, there's bound to be something for you. So tune into the Weekly Firecast at twoguystalking.com and savor the burn.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with perpetual advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about perpetual advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
Welcome back to Green Gab. Once again, I'm Marla, and I'm talking with Shannon of Fuse Living. Shannon, you are just rocking it out with Green Homes. And I know we were talking when we took a break about what you're doing in Denver right now. And I know when I visited you, you were building in the Five Point District, which is a redevelopment area. And you were just starting to mention that you're going to be moving, or you have a project that's over in the Cherry Creek area, which I know is a really different part of Denver. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's a very different area of Denver, different market, and a similar project goal, but some differences there as well as for project goals. But yeah, so we found a piece of land. We typically just, you know, buy land or a small scrape for our project, but found a piece of property in Cherry Creek, and I was extremely excited about it. Cherry Creek is kind of the more pristine, I guess, area of Denver. Coming from my interior background, jazz about being able to create kind of a luxury condo complex for our residents and buyers. So the level of finishes, you know, will be a little bit higher than what we've typically done. The quality, you know, we always have a great quality, but I think just a little bit more attention to detail and kind of features within the building and the homes is going to take another step up. So very excited about it.
So will there be a lot of amenities in the building itself? I know there's a ton of amenities in the area.
So it's actually very small. The project is made up of two buildings and only six units in each building. So they're set up as luxury flats, and we don't really have a need for amenity space just because they're so small. But that said, we are including a biosolar roof garden. So there will be a small, I guess you could call it amenity space, but it's more just kind of a seating area on the roof to enjoy the garden up top on the roof. You know, buyers will be able to actually see the solar, kind of get that connection to what we're implementing as builders and that they're actually using it, which is, I think, pretty cool when people get to see those things.
Did you say biosolar?
Yeah.
So explain that. That's a new term.
Yeah, biosolar. I started looking into this, probably maybe even close to a year ago, but it's basically a combination of solar roof garden and green roof. And happens is the landscape designer or landscape consultant, you know, whoever you decide to work with, selects plant materials that can live in both sun and the shade. And so there's your whole roof garden, which is a green roof, and you have the parts that don't have panels have some plantings, and the parts even underneath the panels have some planting. They're just obviously shaded by the panels, but there are plants that can handle that. So yeah, it's just a new technique. You know, I really, really wanted to implement some green space on this project and green roof especially. So also needed to do solar because we always include solar panels in our projects. And so it was a really good find to combine the two. And, you know, it makes the solar even prettier on the roof.
That's even a plus.
Yeah.
Well, and you already build a very well-certified, very tight, very comfortable, very safe and healthy green home, and you certify them. So the fact that you're doing these extras above and beyond, I think, is really cool.
Yeah, I think it comes back to that connectivity. You know, I mentioned a couple minutes ago, enabling people to actually see these features really helps them make the connection that, oh, these things are happening. And I think a lot of green building is behind the walls, and people don't always make the connection, and, you know, they don't always get it or know the amount of detail that has gone into making their home so comfortable or function so efficiently. But starting to bring some of these features into visibility, I think, really helps, you know, the education on home buyers.
We saw that in spades at the home show. One of the builders in the area had erected a home made of a steel foam panel wall, and it's in the middle of the home and garden show, right? So everybody is walking through just because they've never seen anything like this before.
Right. Yeah.
And it does. At least it stops them long enough to come in and to look and to have the conversation about, wow, you can do something that's going to look, when it's all finished, just like everything else, but it's going to be so much better.
Yeah, those exhibits are awesome. I love those. I still walk by and look. I'm like, oh, whoa, what's that? You know?
I know. You and me are green geeks. What can we say?
Totally.
I know. My geekhood comes out every now and then. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, I get told I talk sometimes and then I get stopped and like, what did you say? I'm like, oh, sorry. You don't follow? Oh, okay. Wait, let me backtrack.
I understand. I've done that once or twice myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Big question I've been wanting to ask you. Fuse Living. Where'd you come up with the name?
Oh, man. I thought about this name for probably a good few months. So I wanted something. I had and still have some really grand visions for the company. And so I did not want to name it anything that kind of left it in its current spot or left it in its spot of initially starting. That said, along with a lot of kind of philosophies that we build by really actually fusing different things together, using a lot of synergies between screen building in the form of functionality and efficiency. Mental health was a really big thing for me, psychology of design, very much a vibe and gut-driven person. And mm-hmm. so to create spaces that people feel really comfortable in is something that I really strive for. And then the connection to community and lifestyle and just overall how people will live in their homes and, you know, eventually have the grand vision of creating smaller communities, you know, full communities, not in a massive scale, but a smaller scale where people can live with shared resources and things like that. So it was really just a fusion of all these things coming together. So
nice.
You know, you're fusing all these different parts of life and of living together under one roof, basically.
It's so interesting that you mentioned the psychology aspect, because that's something I've really been thinking about a lot lately.
Oh, it's huge. It's a really big thing for me. It's like I set an example one time that, you know, one of our buyers was like, oh, I want to make the shower door open out. And I was like, well, that's going to hit your towel rack. Oh, I don't care if it hits the towel rack. Oh, well, really? But, you know, one day it's going to ding. It's going to make that ding. And you're going to wake up something. You're going to go huff and puff because you heard the ding of the shower hitting the shower door hitting the towel rack. And then you started your day huffing and puffing, you know? Like, who wants to start their day like that? And it honestly, for me, comes down to tiny little details of that one huff for one day is going to turn into a huff every single day. And then you're starting off in a bad mood every day. You know, it carries through. And so I think there's a ton of psychology goes into every living space.
There's our next book, Shannon, The Psychology of Designing Green.
There you go. I think Living Building Challenge is doing it a little bit more just on like the aesthetics and beauty aspect, which is also huge for us. But, you know, that plays a little bit into it.
Okay. So, well, we're going to have to come back to that. Let's take a quick break, and we still got more to gab about.
Look, the voiceover industry isn't for everyone, but why not give it a shot and learn? Start your voiceover adventure at the Voice Farm Voiceover Academy. Don't start and end up in the dark when it comes to commercial voiceover. Start outside the box with your voice box at the Voice Farm today. VoiceFarmers.com. That's VoiceFarmers.com.
Hi, this is Art Mains from Scammercast.com, where we educate, inform, and protect our elders and those who care for them on the Two Guys Talking podcast network.
Welcome back to Green Gab. We are gabbing green homes today with Shannon from Fuse Living. And Shannon, I'm so inspired and so blessed to have you as a client and as a colleague in the green home movement. And thank you for that.
Thank you.
I've loved surrounding myself, or I don't think I've done it deliberately, but it's been a blessing that there's just all these amazing people in the industry. And I'm so honored to be a part of that. So thank you for being here today. And thank you for being part of this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I can really agree with you on all of those statements.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, you were talking about how when you came about with your name, Fuse Living, you really looked at all the different elements that go into a home and a community and how important it is to the people that live there and how the psychology and the elements of how it feels and the physical attributes as well, and then the connection to the community. And all I could hear while you were saying all that is, wow, that's how I feel. That's all the things I feel. And it's like, I try to explain to people that green is a feeling and a way of being more than it is a thing. And they all kind of look at me like I've grown a second head.
It totally is. I get asked often, well, who's your target market? Who's your target buyer? And I'm like, you know, it doesn't go by a demographic of age or gender or, you know, that's not how it goes for us. It's lifestyle and it's how people are going to operate. And it's those, you know, I don't want to say open-minded people, but it's just people who are more open to having, you know, some changes come into their home and operating in different ways and changing habits and behaviors.
So you've created your target market by putting out what you stand for and what your homes represent.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it to me. Your homes are selling. That's a good indicator, usually, that you're creating something there's a demand for. So I'll go with that one.
Okay.
Do you find the conversation you have with women coming into your homes is different than the gentlemen?
Yes. And I do, yes and no. I mean, so the men are always more interested in, oh, well, how much am I going to be really saving on my bill from the solar? Or how comfortable am I going to be in this home that's, you know, dual zoned or has these tightened insulated walls and things like that. And so I think the men are always a little bit more technical.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's interesting in speaking with the women is they get really excited, you know, about some of the things of like the psychology and aesthetics that I was talking about. But also, I think women still do today play a big role in how to shape the family's habits and how to shape the family's behaviors and lifestyles and things like that. And so they're definitely really keen on that lifestyle topic that I was talking about what's in the area and how the home is going to serve the whole family and how they can work together to utilize the home for what it's really worth and how it's built and all those things. So I think it's women just kind of have a more overall picture, kind of all the holistic attributes of what a green home brings to the table.
Well, seeing as women typically are, and I'm stereotyping somewhat, but in general, the women I know, we have more at stake with the process, and more of the men I know have more at stake with the results or the outcome. And that's what I hear in the way you're describing, how the women and men that come through your homes, you know, view them and how they view how they would interact with them.
Yeah, that's a good statement.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot from the more people I talk to about seeing these trends, and I really have a supposition that women can really help drive green homes faster and more as an integral part of our community and our society, because women as a whole, by being the keepers of the process, get why this all matters and how it makes lives easier. And,
right.
And that's just a fascinating concept to me. So I've done I'm speaking a lot more on that. I'm having more conversations with people on that. I'm talking to builders that haven't gotten in on that conversation yet about how do you change how you speak and how you start conversations to draw the women in and to show them how this home can meet those needs for themselves. And you've just done that by the very essence of your being.
I mean, you play up the emotional side, definitely.
Absolutely.
You know, these are healthier homes. The air quality in these homes is going to beat out this home next door by, you know, so many points. Then you want your kids to grow up breathing healthy air. And, you know, it's just, you play on the emotional side. And I think that's what most often really resonates with women, in that they can really drive home and, again, create those behaviors of living in these types of homes and get really excited about it. You know, I think that's when they get passionate, is when they see how it can really play an effect on themselves, their husbands, their entire families, you know, whomever else is part of the home with them.
So you can feel good by feeling good in your home.
Correct.
There you go.
There you go.
That and the other one I really like is something that looks good and performs well. And that's how I think of a green home.
Definitely.
So.
And I'm happy you say that, because I think, you know, initially, I think we've gotten away from that now at this point. But I think initially when, you know, green home buildings first were talked about years ago, it was, but green's so ugly and green's so this. It's like, well, no, there are some really awesome products out there now that we use a lot that still give a beauty to the home. So, yeah.
Well, most of the time you can't tell. I mean, like you said, it's behind the walls.
Right.
And
right.
If you didn't know how it was constructed, so much of it is never visible.
Right.
But that's the part that feels good. All in favor of feeling good. I think that's a great thing. You're still in the minority as a woman in the home building industry.
Mm-hmm.
What's your experience with that?
On the design side, you see it more, you know, architects, engineers, you definitely see more women coming into play on that side. But definitely on the building and construction side, there's women are a minority. And I don't think that's necessarily a good or a bad thing. What I've noticed is people sub trades or GC trades or, you know, whomever, when I walk on site, they kind of stop and they're like, well, who's this? You know, and I try to introduce myself to all the subs and, you know, all the different people that work on the projects. And I think I feel like I've gotten a little bit more respect maybe than some men get. And I don't know, maybe it's just because I am a female, maybe not. I can bring a softer edge to the team, you know, I provide encouragement with reinforcement reinforcing, you know, good job and just, you know, small little things as any worker needs to hear. Whereas I think men still, especially in the construction and building industry, a lot of times it's still just harsh and, you know, that's wrong, you need to fix it. And it's really short and
good
communication,
point.
Being communicative and being a little bit softer, I think is a hopeful thing.
Well, Shannon, you've got to promise me one thing, and that's that you'll come back because I think we have a lot more to talk about on another podcast.
I would love to. That would be amazing.
And hopefully I'll see you in person soon. But for today, we're going to wrap it up here on Green Gab. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.